Okay, this is the Sustainability Commission meeting. It's February 11th at 7 p.m. I'll go ahead and do the roll call. Julie Moeller.
Here.
Eric Simon. Shannon Roberts. Beth Chang.
Here.
Andrew Basney. Lisa Gillis.
Here.
Susan Charette.
Here.
Ellie Raitt.
Here.
Have any public comment? I didn't get the meeting minutes in time last week, but I did eventually get them from Shannon later in the day, Friday. But I don't know if anybody had a chance to look at them. I don't think we can adopt them at this meeting, though,
okay, well,
at this
yeah.
point. So we'll have to do it at the next meeting.
Okay. Were they attached?
They were attached, but I had already posted everything. She sent it like at the end of the day, Friday. She sent an attachment with meeting minutes to everyone, but.
Okay, yeah. I missed that. Look at them.
I printed
so
it out.
So I didn't look at them anyway, so.
Here it is.
Okay.
It out.
Yeah,
I
didn't. I did, missed it.
Okay,
sorry.
Yeah, go ahead and take it.
Okay, great. Then we're going to move right on to commissioner reports and meetings, comments. Ellie, do you have any reports or anything going on at school?
I've been in contact with Ann Harmon, and Roosevelt is officially going to change their supply order and minimize everything.
Nice.
So that's good. That's
wow.
a win.
Give you more projects.
And then Casey Godfrey, he's the principal of Lincoln,
mm-hmm.
I think, said that he's going to talk to the board and see if they can do the same. And I've sent the Willard principal, Mrs. Wood, a couple emails, and she still hasn't gotten back to me. But and then a comp for OPRF, the composting system will be in place later this month, and the Enviro Club and other volunteers are going to be trained this week to teach other kids how to sort out their trash, and. Yeah, before school, after school, and during lunch. And then I wasn't able to attend very many It's Our Future meetings this month just because I've had swimming and water polo this yeah. month. But I've been in contact with Charles and Charlotte, and they've nothing seems to have changed about the plan. So okay, that's good.
So, Ellie, what's the change that the schools are making in their supply order?
They're going to take out things like rulers and scissors and tape, things that the actual schools can put in the classrooms.
That's great.
Ellie, I can give you a contact for Green for Good for Willard at the end if you want, so you could reach out directly to them since Ms. Wood isn't responding.
Hey, Susan, I know you have lots to report with the Planet Green.
I do have lots to report. Okay, so I attended a Planet Green meeting on January 21st, and it was pretty standard. I guess the things that are sort of sticking out for me are the energy road mapping. This is the Green Link consulting that I think you've discussed with Gary, and it seems like they're waffling back and forth between do we do something small, do we try to do it for all of Cook County, which would really delay it in terms of implementation. So just seems a lot of bouncing back and forth with that. And
so they're still undecided on anything?
I would say undecided.
So it's just been sitting there?
It's just sitting there because they're undecided about should Oak Park and River Forest just go forward. Gary doesn't seem to have a clear idea of pricing because they put in a first proposal for 20 villages, which I think he forwarded to you, and then they received another one countywide, which would be 130, and the price didn't increase that much, and so he's still trying to determine what that would mean for the two villages. So
did he give any indication of when he might have a
no?
Okay.
They also presented the 2020 plan, which I circulated to everybody. I think I'll just leave that to people to read because it just has a lot of the same benchmarks. I did want to point out that there's an upcoming, they're going to be a series of lunch and learns. And so the first one is next Tuesday, February 18th from 12 to 1, Institutional Energy and Water Use Tracking. Mindy Agnew is going to be the presenter. So if anybody wants more information on that, I'll forward you the announcement. And yeah, so that's Planet Green. And then my other two things to announce, that I updated the native gardens for District 90 and passed that along to Lisa. There is some outstanding question because there was a pretty substantial landscaping plan that went into action, and it has a very large component of native plants, but this time of year is not the easiest time to observe and figure it out. And I got this very, very detailed plan, but it's very small. It's hard to read, and Mary Masala went through and identified all of the tree, shrubs, and plants which were native, and there were really a lot, so I don't think we want to leave it out, but it's still a question of how to incorporate it. So we included all the things which were entire gardens, which you just take out your measuring thing and measure, but those could be added in the spring. And then I'm sorry.
So do you think that there's opportunity to work with them in the future, or is this the plan that was done about 4 years ago or something?
Yeah.
Who planted? Do you know who the contractor was? Was it Hewlin or was it?
Well, I have the.
Because I just don't know if there's opportunities, maybe.
Well, I mean, there might be opportunities, but, you know, like I said, it's very, very substantial. And they just, you know, I'm sure there's always opportunities for more, but they did incorporate a lot of.
I'm sorry, did you say this is for D90?
This is Roosevelt.
Yeah, we're just trying to.
This is Roosevelt.
Well, I have the thing. I'll look more. Footage.
Did you say Terra Engineering?
Terra Engineering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hitchcock Design. So, yeah, I can share this with anybody.
Okay.
It's the plants that get really, really small. But anyway. And then the final thing is Beyond the Bin, which I've worked a lot on and totally revised. I forwarded it to Laura Dirks and got some from Oak Park Energy and Environment or something close to that. And she had some additional comments. And I'd like to distribute to all of you as well, because I think everybody's got their little area of specialty. And what I really try, I mean, this originally was presented as sort of a recycling tool, but, you know, really a large portion of it is reusing. Yeah. And I tried to especially incorporate, even if it meant going a little further from the village, people who are doing really, really good things, like, you know, people that are collecting bicycles and, yeah, and, you know, forwarding them to inner city programs and even abroad. People that are collecting books and distributing them to schools which are under budget and underserved. So, you know, wherever possible, you know, just a very, very high, because I think that motivates people more to do it instead of just, you know, something's got to get you up, you know, out of your trash bin and motivated to do it. I'd especially encourage you to, if you know things like that. But and there was something in the matrix about not including Oak Park, but I don't, even if I did the majority of the update on that, which I said is true, I mean, given that we're such a small village, I don't know why we wouldn't want to have the biggest impact possible. So
yeah, you can share. We can share.
Yeah, and then there's a very handy tool which Laura Dirks, I don't know who else worked with her on it, but it's a map in the end with resale shops. And I tried to do, in the original one, there was a lot of repetition of, you know, saying, like, every time the economy shop was mentioned, saying everything they took, and I tried to. You know, I thought if we're being environmental, one thing should be to keep the length of this document not too long, if people are going to be printing it out. So I tried to have that as a constraint as well, like not making this more than 10 pages, and referring people, like, you know, this is what they do. And so, you know, creative use of what's out there. And so, you know, I think after I get all of your comments, or at least a period of time for anybody who'd like to comment, then I think we'd be able to take this live. And I think it would just make sense to do two things. I did it on a Google Doc. I don't know if that's the best place for it to live. I don't know if there's a village, you know, I don't think my Google Doc is necessarily the best place, but we can talk about. But I think it should be done in a way that's a little bit more dynamic. And, you know, we can, so, you know, if you're out and about and you hear about something, instead of waiting 3 years for an update, we can say like, okay, let's incorporate this in, and maybe quarterly or something, we're adding things. Because when I did call some of the places, they said like, oh yeah, we don't do that anymore. I call some tire thing and he goes, yeah, we'll take your tires. I said, what do you do with them? He says, well, I just chuck them. And I was like, okay, that's not really helping us very much. So, you know, just really trying to get down to people who are doing good things with our trash. So that's it.
Yeah, no, thank you for doing that. I have no problem with it, sharing it with anybody. I just wanted us to kind of own it so that we could update it, because we didn't really have access to the original.
Oh, and I didn't get to the second point, which is, so I received this as a PDF file, which I couldn't edit. So I'd also like it to live somewhere where the next person doesn't have to recreate this from scratch. So I'd
great. So see, when that was the problem.
Yeah. So once it's done, and you know, I didn't mind, but once it's done, you know, we can think through where's the best place to put it, and what's the best way to make it a much more dynamic product.
Great. Thanks for working on it, and I'll look forward to reading it. That'll be good.
Okay, I'll try to distribute that this week.
Okay, great. Lisa.
Hello.
Hi.
I spent most of my time working on that document, but I did want to just pass on news from Dominican that I just got because I teach there. Oh, and I lost it. Hold on. There is a new person in charge of sustainability. So give me 1 second and I'll find it. So
that was one last thing I wanted to add, which is when I was reading through the matrix, I have a lot of other contact information because I did start working on a green directory. So if you could just direct me to the person to include that, I can pass on some more contacts at the Forest Preserve and different places.
Yeah, you should get those to Lisa.
Am I going to be owning it? Okay.
Well, I mean, just until we're only going to read it the one time, make the updates, and then we'll figure out who's going to own it. But then we're going to distribute the projects.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
But just for updating purposes, if you,
All right, hold on.
Or you can, me too. Okay.
So. Yeah, I just said that you have the documents. So we just have
the final one
next.
Hmm? Okay. Why don't you send it to me then? I'll do the final edits.
All right. Hold on.
Yeah, so right, well, this was a surprise. So Dominican, Kathy, Nichin left. And when I had talked to them last time, they said they weren't going to replace her position. So this is good if they did.
Yes, and they basically replaced her with, I have it, Mary Sadovsky, Sadofsky.
Yeah.
Dominican University. So she used to run the University Welcome and Information Desk, and she's now expanding her operational roles to include sustainability coordinator. It was previously filled by Kathy Nichin. And basically they helped to organize the physical plant efforts as well as act as liaison to a new special committee on sustainability. So we just have to find out more about their new committee focused on sustainability.
We need to make a contact and reach out to her.
Yep.
Do you have her? You sent me her email, right?
I think I did because I looked it up.
But I could do that. Maybe see if they're doing any one.
I can also make
a
contact through the school and just say, you know, what we're doing.
Okay. I'll let you make the contact, and I'm happy to meet with her if she.
Okay.
Great. Okay. Andy, hi.
Hi.
Did you come from the city too? The traffic was awful.
Yeah.
The traffic was bad.
I don't have any updates. If that's is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have any updates.
You don't need any. That's good. Okay, Beth.
Yeah, I don't have any either.
Okay, great.
I have an update.
Oh, the one time I don't ask you and you have an update. This is exciting. Thank you.
I just wanted to say we were accepted as ArbNet Arboretum accredited municipality. So.
Oh, that's exciting.
That was quick.
Yeah. Well, it was pretty quick.
Thank you for doing the work for that and applying. Mm-hmm. So what are the steps then? How could we
announce
this?
Well, we can publicize it. They sent ways to submit it. So we have badges that they attach, you know, that we can put on our sustainability page, and then we can put it on our e-news or our regular village news, but I just got this a day or two ago, so we can figure out what to do.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's good.
There are very few villages in Illinois that are included in that, so
Right.
It's good. Riverside, Oak Park. I think that's about it.
Maybe I could, we could call the Wednesday Journal or something.
Yeah.
I could do that and just announce it.
Mm-hmm. I can send you the information.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, good. That was easy and fast, and that was, thanks for doing that. And thanks for the idea, Susan.
Right, right. Andrew, thanks for the idea.
That was Susan, Aaron, being announced call Wednesday. Okay. Trees are definitely the theme this year.
I have a question. So are we level one? Because there weren't there multiple levels?
Yeah, so we were accepted as level one, and the link they sent me says that we're level two. So I don't know what that means.
I see it to clarify.
We'll take
so
it.
We're moving up quickly.
We'll
I don't know
it.
How.
We'll take it. We're level two already.
Right, right. Based on the criteria, I thought I would just apply for level one. Just so we could get something, but they might have,
maybe we should clarify.
Well, we are level two, so.
Okay.
But the email says level one, but the website says level two. So.
Okay. How many levels are there?
I think there's four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Well, good. I'll look forward to that information. I'll share it with you. Very cool. Any other announcements before?
No, nothing else.
No. Okay. So the drum roll, please. I know you guys all read your matrix. Good, good. So if you have any, caught any typos, if you have any updates that we missed or clarification, this is the final. You can send anything to me, because then we will be sending this on to the village board to be included in their village packet. Meetings now to February 24th. So another thing is that tonight's purpose is to kind of go through there and make sure if you saw your name somewhere that that is what you own. And the idea is that those are your pages. You'll be updating them, you know, so that we don't have to kind of recreate a new document each year. We'll just slide in the new pages with an update from each of you. And if there's nothing to report, we'll just change the number and it'll become the goal for 2021, or it'll be, you know, canceled. Just this was one way to just capture everything. So, you know, it'll definitely change, but I think it's definitely a jumping off point for a future sustainability comprehensive plan. If you look at other plans, it definitely provides a roadmap for if the village was so inclined to put one together. So so we'll be presenting that. And what I thought, some of the highlights that I'll make at the village meeting will be energy. And some of the way we'll actually, I'm going to actually propose a way that we can hopefully make it to our goals through Planet Green. I reached out to MC Squared. I have a conference call with them tomorrow.
Okay.
About next steps and where we can go and a proposal for aggregation.
Okay.
So we'll see where that goes. Hopefully I should have an answer by, you know, February 24th. Now this doesn't mean that the village is going to do it. I think it's time for us to step up and say, if you are committed that this is the way we should do it. My recommendation is that they try to either auction off the energy or they go for aggregation, you know, that would meet ComEd rates. That is the, but do that until they can learn more about what's going to be happening with the Future Energy Job Act and such. I planned on explaining. I'm sorry, CEJA, not the Future Energies, but the CEJA that Pritzker will be voting on, hopefully passing or not passing. I want to explain that to them, how that would affect any energy. I also want to highlight waste, what we can do with waste to the board, and then you know, just answer any questions that they have. So those were the two areas. And yeah, continue to
and just maybe hit some highlights. I did want to do some slides. Can I do some slides?
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, just send over whatever
you
have.
So it'll be about 15 minutes if any of you can make it or you'd like to talk. February 24th. So
can I make some comments about this document? So first, thank you, Lisa and Julie, I'm sure, also worked on this heroic effort. It's really, I think it shows a stunning amount of work. it's really good. And I can give you like little typo things separately, but the one thing that I just kind of wanted to talk about as a group, because I'm not very comfortable with it, is the, or I guess I should say I'm not comfortable with how I would explain it, right, is the quantify, track, and report. One thing that I would like to do, I think I mentioned, is to change that word quantify to something like assess, that gives us a little bit of wiggle room in case we come up with qualitative ways of measuring impact. But the more substantive thing, and Lisa, you have to set me straight if I'm just kind of missing the point here. I mean, I don't think we need to work it all out tonight, but so we had Shannon do this greenhouse gas inventory, and I know our whole overarching thing is to demonstrate impact on greenhouse gas emissions, and I'm not quite clear on like the KPIs. I need some examples of what those might be, and are we, my concern is that I think all the projects we're doing are great, but we might need a different way to talk about it, because I don't know the 25,000 square feet of native plantings, you know, how does that translate into a reduction of greenhouse gas emissions? Like Shannon's calculated a baseline of 120,000 or so metric tons. I have no context for like, does 25,000 square feet of native gardens, you know, move that needle? You know, how much does it move that needle? Are we going to be painting ourselves into a box where we've said, oh, we're going to reduce, you know, greenhouse gas emissions, and then we can't show a lot of impact that way? It doesn't mean we're not having impact, you know? I mean, the impact comes in, to me, it's the sort of pebble in a pond kind of thing, is, well, we planted those gardens, and then, you know, other people are planting more gardens in their homes, or if every village, small village, did what we did, then it would add up. So I kind of wanted to hear what all of you were thinking, because I'm just going around in my head.
I think those are good points, and I think what we have to do is, from a measurement perspective, I think one of the to-dos for measurement is to actually look at all the KPIs and somehow have it ladder up. And yes, I would expect that the 25,000 native acre, I mean, we're doing it for a number of reasons. Obviously, one is the ecosystem, and expanding that ecosystem is something other than grass. But even if those 25,000 square feet move it that much, that's that much more than we had before. So, you know, again, I think a part of the whole measurement part is to keep track of what we're doing, and then somehow tie it back to, I guess, this larger purpose in some way, shape, or form. And I'm not sure what those measures are. I think right now the metrics we have are basically the best we've got. You know what I mean? So
like, would a KPI, for example, be something like number of gardens planted, or, you know, number of
square feet?
Number of square feet. That's an example of a KPI.
In my mind's eye, yes. Okay. I think that KPI, though, to your point, needs to ladder up to, or somehow contribute to the larger thing, right? Because each of these projects fulfill a strategy that basically helps us achieve the goal.
Exactly. So, yeah, we're trying. The project of measuring the greenhouse gases was to relate back to the plan,
right?
And why we're doing these things.
I mean,
so you can measure anything, you know. So I guess in a way, we're just deciding that, you know, the overarching goal is greenhouse gases. So it's really energy, right? We need to focus on that. But why do we do all these other programs? So even if it is minuscule impact, we needed to, I want to tell the story of waste, that it, you know, it diverts, you know, or it, you know, is a negative impact on greenhouse gases, or the gardens were a negative impact. So that also it gave the commission and the village more focus on why we're doing the programs we're doing, and you know, how they're impacting. Because, I mean, I've heard people go, oh, pollinators, that's nice, but not really making the connection on why it was important, you know. And it goes back, I think, to tell the story of why, you know, the one action type of thing. And people, and, you know, why do we want to give up single-use plastic? Well, that also has a large greenhouse gas impact that people don't understand. They think it's, oh, well, it's just trash. How can that have an effect? So it's to help tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not really going to highlight the fact of the measurements just because they're not finished.
Mm-hmm.
But during the board meeting, but mm-hmm. I was going to just say exactly that, is that we're trying to relate, you know, I mean, because I feel like we could set goals all day long, like, oh, let's get to 50% diversion, you know, or cut in greenhouse gases mm-hmm,
but
by 2020, but uh-huh. Here it is 2020. How are we getting there? So it's a way to show that the work that that's being done is working mm-hmm. towards something. Is that helpful? Or
yes, I think it's just like, you know, since I'm one of the owners, I just felt like I needed to understand what I, you know, what I am saying I'm going to do. So it's just still a little fuzzy to me, but I think
in the future it could help the Sustainability Commission as it grows or decide whether to do a program or not, you know. If it doesn't ladder up to the major goal of trying to reduce the greenhouse gases.
So throughout the year, Shannon and I would talk with each of you who are working on a program, and, you know, I mean, many of them already have indicators. We're just not labeling them as key performance indicators. So we would just define that for each one of them.
I think so, and you might come up with other ideas. I think what's in here now, in my humble opinion, is just what we're measuring because someone decided to measure it. Now, is it the right measure? Maybe not. Maybe there is another measure that we're not thinking of. But we also have to be easy to measure. So mm-hmm. That's part of it. I mean, the one thing I would say with regard to if you look at the work that you and Shannon have already done,
mm-hmm.
and we should probably make this clear, is that you do have. You're like kind of the source, like the what you're measuring kind of already aligns with our topic area. So energy, transportation, water, waste, and ecosystems.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the question is, I know ecosystems right now is just forest lands, you know, maybe that's the only measure that we have right now, but, you know, maybe there are other things that, you know, can be kind of brought into this in terms of the type of green space, you know, related to, you know, again, lawns versus native gardens and things like that. I personally don't know. And maybe, again, I think we're also going to have to deal with a little bit of it's the best we can do.
Right.
And it might not be perfect, but at least we are, like, we're measuring success.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could get to a point of just say, you know, native plantings where, you know what, we're maxed out for a variety of reasons.
Exactly.
And yeah. Then, you know, then the question is, you know, are we really? And then, you know, we can talk about then, you know, what's next, if anything.
Right.
And maybe we need to do more with trees if, you know, we've lost a lot of trees. And how does, you know, kind of that weigh into kind of that ecosystem KPI that
right.
moves the needle with regard to the greenhouse gas emissions.
Right. Okay. I mean, you know, as long as we're all kind of on the same page that everybody who's running a program kind of understands that that's what we're saying, is that Shannon and I would kind of come around and work with each of you on trying mm-hmm. to figure out how to describe the impact. And just like I said, though, from a wording point of view, would you be comfortable changing the word quantify to something like assess? I mean, I know you want to go back to the greenhouse gas number, but I don't know exactly what it is, but my sense from my prior experience is just there may be something else that is a little more indirect, because, you know, we're setting ourselves up to say this is measuring the success of our whole commission, and I don't want it to end up being like, well, you know, move the needle this much, you're not succeeding, because I do believe, I wouldn't be sitting here if I didn't believe that we were having impact. And it could even be in things like you know, all of our efforts are changing people's attitudes, or maybe their, you know, willingness to adopt a behavior change. And I don't, once you adopt one behavior change, you know, then maybe you're more likely to adopt other behavior changes. And I don't know, sitting here tonight, how you tie that into saying, oh, now we've impacted greenhouse gas emissions because we've influenced people's behavior at home. But I'd just like a little more wiggle room than just the word quantify.
I'm fine with the word assessment. Which is really I don't limiting. Think that we are at a point where, yeah, we can be.
I mean, we could just say track and report. I mean, at this point.
It could just say tracking and reporting, and then just be very specific what we're tracking. And because as this evolves, and, you know, if you look at the Evanston plan, I mean, this is like what Shannon does for a living. Like, somebody's actually tracking this stuff,
right?
And, you know, and they have
weird
commission trying to tell a story with the numbers we have,
right?
Okay, so I think if we're very clear on what's being included in that, and, you know, it's kind of like the waste numbers, you know, I mean, to be honest, it's like, oh, we have, you know, 2,300 tons of this, and you know, just trying to tell the story with, you know, just very little information that we have.
Right, but I you know, I totally agree with you, Lisa. You have to start somewhere, right? And be able to have educate people about the conversation, and even this exercise with Shannon. Well, it's my first exposure to the concept of metric tons of CO2, and you need some context for that. It's like, is that, you know, a big number, a small number, whatever. So, I mean, it's all good, but thank you for making that change. And also related to that, on the passion matrix page, with the word measurement, it's okay, I guess. I thought about something like impact assessment. And also, my name's also under research, which I'd prefer that to be education, which is similar. So.
Sure.
And I'll send other little typo things to you separately, or maybe I'll just give you the pages tonight.
That's fine. One of you. You can give them to me. That's fine. And I, you know, again, I'll just remind everybody that the reason why this whole thing came up is that the major goal is to reduce greenhouse gases. And I wanted just to make sure that we're framing our story to residents that the ultimate goal is to reduce greenhouse gases. And why do we do what we do? And it's because, you know, education on greenhouse gases and what you can do to reduce, eliminate, sequester, you know, anything like that. So,
and just at, like, an aside from me, like, so for example, again, going back to this native plant thing, if we decide, okay, we're maxed out at, I don't know, 35,000 square feet, but we also find out that maybe trees are a better kind of bang for the buck with regard to, you know, kind of greenhouse gas, you know, emissions, maybe what we do is maybe we should focus more on trees. I mean, at one point, you know, we could advocate for the village to bring back, you know, kind of the private, I mean, because at one point I know that the village would, when they bought trees for the parkway, individuals could buy trees for their property. I don't even know if that exists anymore, but I bought a lot of trees that way. So that might be something that we decide to bring back, because it's an important thing to actually deliver on our goal. Right? And because I think one of the things that, again, if we go back to what started this, is we were doing, like, we're a pretty active group in terms of doing a lot of work. But we're trying to, I think, grow up as a committee and make sure that it survives, you know, beyond the people in this room. And to do that, we need to operationalize it in a way. And then also, I think, put in place guardrails that prevent... We might all have passion projects, but there needs to be some criteria in which
those
passion projects become part of our purview. So this is a way of, I think, putting those guardrails in place to say, you know, does it ladder up here? And then also focus us, because it's only, you know, yes, many hands make light work. I think by having all these projects defined, we might be able to, you know, kind of see if we can solicit volunteers who might be passionate about one thing. And then we have a, like, you know, we can, you know, kind of focus them and make it happen. Or if we don't get volunteers, we might have to make the hard decision of which of these projects do we not do, because we just don't have.
And what you're saying is we're going to look at that through the lens of its impact on reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
Yeah.
Ultimately, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I can think of a lot of things that I do that were on this list that, you know, take up a lot of time that really aren't, you know, helping move the needle.
So should we have that question as part of each of the programs? How is this program or something, you know, or, I mean, you're talking about impact, right? I mean,
well, that's why I said that this last
page. The idea of summarizing it, I mean.
You know, that says that Shannon and I own this is, I think, what that means is that over the course of the next year, we're with intention coming and talking, you know, talking through each of the programs and saying, okay, you've got these actions and these this description of what has happened, but let's talk about
impact.
How can we connect that impact to reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. And if we can't, then I think what I hear saying is that then we have to have a conversation around whether that program, whether we should continue to prioritize putting time and resources into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think we originally had impact on each of the sheets, but it's too much, really. So it's a future goal. And we thought we would just do a major impact with the greenhouse gas assessment. So you're absolutely right, impact for programs. Yeah. Okay, so if there aren't any other questions, so Lisa, I think it's actually done and we'll be put to rest and hopefully we'll live for a while. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So.
Yep. Yeah, one other thing I would say is that this year, like, again, we talk about metrics. I mean, I think I would say 2020. I mean, again, we put it all on paper, right? Now it's like, okay, let's start figuring mm-hmm. out what those metrics should be. So I say
yeah.
2020 is a
okay.
learning year from
yeah.
a measurement perspective. I
Great.
Mean, Shannon said in the beginning, look, like this is my initial swag. Like, let's
yeah.
just learn and
right.
adjust and grow.
Right.
So I don't think it's baked. I don't think it'll ever be baked. But the fact that we actually have a goal of
talking about that, yeah.
Right.
Great.
Kind of providing a direction. So it's kind of our five-year plan type, so to speak. So, good. Thank you, everybody, for your work on that. And also, you should look at where your name is at. I don't know if anybody had any.
I was going to say you could add me to as the liaison with Trailside, and I can provide you with the name of the head there, and also with the library if nobody's doing that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because once, you know, we kind of put the stamp on this, it's going to be your page, so to speak.
Did we already talk about how this is going to be stored on a going forward basis?
No, we didn't. It'd kind of be like, yeah. Do you have any thoughts on that, how that could be stored?
Well, I know when the commission started up, there was a Dropbox account.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And Eric Simon set it up, so.
And it got full because everyone was just throwing
oh,
stuff
was
in
it
there.
Full?
And
okay.
then it was like, you can pay more to be, I mean, it could be a Google Docs, but does the village have
something
any Google
like
Docs or anything? That
What's the downside of Google Doc? I didn't hear the last part.
Hmm?
What was the downside of a Google Doc?
Oh, no, it was Dropbox.
Oh.
Dropbox was
okay.
got full. And, yeah, it's kind of like our email account. Like, can anything be?
I mean, the nice thing about a Google Doc is
I
feel like we could reduce some of our email by just having it there and just,
mm-hmm.
you know, just say, here's a link. I mean, even for all the minutes and everything, and you know, that doesn't have to all be downloaded on all of our computers, so it saves space. And
yeah, I don't know how people.
Well, where are the documents for all the other commissions housed?
The documents, well, they're on the village network, but they're not really sending them to some central location. They're sending them through email to staff, and then we're putting them on the network.
Just like our minutes are,
yeah.
you know, on the...
So you don't have any capacity to give, like, shared access to a limited portion of the village network?
Is there an intranet
like
or external? What is that?
Oh, no, not externally.
Yeah,
no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you could live somewhere so somebody could read it, like, on the... Just like our minutes, but I don't think there's a place. So I think right now it's probably just... Google Docs, and I just share it with everybody. they give access. Yeah.
Well, I mean, didn't I know there's some kind of a Google thing, and I've just never been able to sign on to it, and I don't know what the password is. Is there like a Sustainability Commission Google account or Gmail? Because where is that Google Doc going to live, right? That's your question.
Yeah, right. I would say that, though. Okay, I mean, at this point, this is a Word document. I'm not sure how it's going to transfer okay. to a Google Doc. I mean, just without any having to reformat.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I guess the village just has to
keep
it.
I mean, I throw stuff up there all the time. But, okay. You know, I can do a little research and ask, some people how they share.
Yeah, I guess part of the thing will be, like, if there's any policy that the village might have about having. Because if you use Google Docs, you need Gmail. I, for example, don't have Gmail.
Oh. Okay.
Right, so.
That's true, but you can send out a link. And if you have a link, then anybody can access it.
But can you edit it? Because, like, for example, at business, like, I can't use Google Docs for business because it's not secure. I'd have to use Google for Work, which is a upgraded version that has all of the kind of firewalls and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Now, all of our stuff is public domain, so mm-hmm. it shouldn't matter. But it would be worth just checking in terms of if, you know, like, if there's any issues in using, you know, kind of
I'll see what other
service like
options
that.
There are. I mean,
does your team, like, use Microsoft Office?
The village has a Dropbox account, so I don't know if it can be like another folder in that or something. I don't know.
That would be ideal.
Yeah, that it just
so it's officially
yeah, that it
part
just
of
lives
site.
There, and that's it. I mean, that's
ultimately, you guys should own it, right? If we use Google Docs, and then it needs
right.
to out. This is the wrong word, but outlive all of us, right? It needs to be sustainable. Mm-hmm. So when there's turnover and changes, you have the village who really mm-hmm. is ultimately the owner and mm-hmm. in charge.
Well, because Andy, you bring up a good point. Because just, you know, we've always created all the documents,
right,
even like Parkway for Pollinators, and we've created all those documents. They're all sitting on, you know, all of our computers.
Right, and they've been emailed, and so I keep them on the network. But I don't know if I have all of them.
Yeah.
Right? You know, but you're talking about documents not just to be housed somewhere, but to be edited by the commission on an ongoing basis. So that's that's a little bit different, but that can be done in Dropbox. So.
Okay.
Well, what Dropbox might do is just say that, like, you can check it out and only one person at a time can make the edits. But if you have, like, I don't know, I would be interested to see if you have Microsoft Office. Like 365.
Oh.
Because if you have 365, version.
We don't, but I think we're going to be migrating to that. I don't know when that's happening.
Because then you have MS Teams.
Right, right.
And OneDrive, which is.
That's all
like,
in the
then
cloud.
You're yes,
right,
then
right.
you're cooking with gas on that.
That
front.
Could be. Right. No,
that would be.
And
that's where it needs to
be. I think that's where everything's headed anyway.
Okay.
I just don't
so maybe
know
we just need to wait.
Well, maybe you put it all in Dropbox. Maybe we can all just kind of organize it in Dropbox, and then when it goes to MS Teams.
So maybe I can ask
OneDrive
to clear that out, or I can clear it out. We could just
I keep trying to do OneDrive. So at one point, I had to say it. I was sending pictures to somebody, and it ended up. I'm like, I want it to be my Dropbox, but it kept going to the Eric's Dropbox. And I'm like, wrong Dropbox.
Yeah.
So it's
maybe just create a new one until we.
But I would use the village Dropbox.
Ideally, I would like to do village.
Because if you set it up, we can then add our files. Right? If we know we have the final version, for example, I have the Pollinator for Parkway presentation.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'll have to check on the accessibility on that, just because you guys could have access to a bunch of stuff you shouldn't have access to. You know what I mean?
It's
I just need to figure
there.
Out if there's a way to navigate that,
Yes. We could give you a raise.
Yeah. Just plug in a few numbers here and there on
there
some financial things.
There you go. Okay. Well, good. Those are good questions. So
I'll look into it.
Yeah. All right. So the One Earth Film Festival. I just wanted to talk about that. I think I sent you all that it's going to. They've changed their format a little bit. They're having more hubs and more films being shown at one place. But we are tabling at the Good Earth Greenhouse on March 6th when they're showing The Biggest Little Farm.
Oh, that's a great movie. Yeah. Have you guys seen it?
Uh-oh, that means we have to get our tabling stuff all pulled together.
Yeah,
it's okay. I know I still need to look at that, but yeah, it'll happen.
Well, it's all in my house yet, so.
I know.
Wait, where's that going to be, Julie?
It's at the Good Earth Greenhouse. I'll be at the event, so I'm happy to table unless somebody else, you know, wants to table with me or, you know, do it. And then there, I was going to ask if Kathy's in town. I was going to ask her to introduce the film. You know, I'll send her an email.
What time?
Kathy Brennan?
Mm-hmm. I do see.
Okay, you do see.
And what? Then,
Julie, sorry, what time is that on the 6th?
The film, I think, is at 6.
The whole schedule.
Isn't that the same night as the launch party?
Yeah, the 6th is the launch party.
Am I getting it wrong?
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's both.
No, I don't think so.
I'm just thinking it can't be in two places at once. So.
Or maybe the launch party is the 6th. When am I?
The launch party is the 6th.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. It could
so maybe
be.
It's the 7th?
It can't be the 7th. I could just be going crazy. When it, because the film festival is the 6th through the 13th.
Have you ever been to those, Ellie?
Anyway, it's the only film I know about in River Forest. Usually they do Thatcher Woods, though. I think Thatcher Woods. And I don't know if Dominican's doing anything this year.
They are.
Dominican
they
is, okay.
Well, they have something for Earth Day.
Hmm. I read through. I thought they had something for this too.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh my gosh. No, at launch parties then. So when is there? Jeez Louise. It is Friday the 13th. Okay. Okay.
The Good Earth Greenhouse.
And it's at 6:30.
Okay.
I think the film's at 7. The doors open at 6:30, and it's at the Good Earth Greenhouse.
And Kathy's not here on that day. I know for a fact because she's with me, and we're not here.
We could both come to the film.
No, we're going to be celebrating a birthday for somebody in.
Okay. Somewhere fun. Okay.
Somewhere fun.
Well, good. So maybe I'm introducing the film then. Okay. Good.
I'll check my calendar, but if I live on that block, so if I'm in town,
yeah, but you're welcome to come. I mean, it'll be a nice event. Mm-hmm. So we usually table at the Dominican film. We haven't been asked so anything. So right now I'm only committing us to kind of having a presence at that film. So and then the whole Earth, One Earth Film Festival is up on their website. Lots of good films. So and that was all I had to say about that. Usually we have a little bit more presence in the schools and stuff, but this year we're not really doing anything. There's not usually very good turnout at the schools. So kind of during the week is not a good time.
Yeah, so if you want, we can just let me know if you want to meet and we can see if we can update some of the tabling stuff.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll try to get Beyond the Bin done by then, so that can be, because I know that was one thing you had.
Right, I have the old one.
That'd be great. Earth Day, I wanted to talk about this, because April 25th, I hope I have the date right again.
I think it's the 22nd.
Well, no, April 25th will be April 22nd is Earth Day. April 25th is the Des Plaines River cleanup. I'm not around for that, but the park district will be doing that. It'll be at the pavilion in Thatcher Woods. And we will have compost pickup at the depot for the park district again. So right now there's no requirement for anybody to be there or anything. I'm just letting you know. We were trying to partner somehow with the park district, but I don't. To be honest, the Des Plaines River cleanup is so quick. It's from 8 to 10. I don't, you know, and they've pushed it back so it's earlier now. But Oak Park is trying to do something. And Amy Rosenthal and Laura Dirks and a bunch of people have been trying to put, so I didn't know if anybody wanted to be a part of this group.
but they are, let's see, they want community engagement, 61%. They want to have like a tour of Austin, like good food and gardens tour of Austin. They want to do like individual pledges for sustainability. They'd like to be advocating for and supporting taxing bodies to commit comprehensive sustainability strategies in Oak Park. We know that won't be happening here since we, and other activities, Earth Day film and discussion in Austin, Oak Park, and River Forest during Earth Week. A Columbus Park cleanup are some of the ideas. A sustainability insert in the Wednesday Journal. And a community conversation, Oak Park institutions and sustainability plans. So an Oak Park Village proclamation and Earth Fest. So they have a lot of ideas, and I don't really, none of these have been, you know, formed, but it's Dick Alton and Amy Rosenthal. And I didn't know if any of you have interest in kind of being on this string and seeing how we could get, actually, It's Our Future is also, did you know that they're also listed in this too?
I didn't know.
Yeah, it says community being planned, communications and events being planned by the youth group, It's Our Future. So, but I think it would be important to have River Forest have some presence in this.
One reason it's such a big deal this year, it's the 50th anniversary. So yeah. They've been meeting and trying to make this a real
exactly
big day.
Yep. So I don't know if anybody has any interest in that or any ideas on how we could engage in this and make it, you know, involve our residents at all.
Can you?
I can forward the email to each of you.
Yeah, that would be great.
And you can share your ideas. There's a lot of people on this email. Yeah. to be honest, I just don't know where to take it because they're doing a lot of work in the Austin area, and I think I feel like it kind of takes it away from us. And then it's, you know, the individual pledges might be something, but then it's, you know, how do we get the word out, that type of thing. So, and I don't think we really want to create our own event. I'm just thinking there's something here we can tag on to celebrate, you know, Earth Day, since it is the 50th anniversary. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe the library has some plans, you know, and we could tag on to that. Maybe they're reading a book, or, you know, maybe there's something just locally we could do.
Are they doing it all month, or are they just doing it on that one?
They're doing it for the week.
For the week.
Like the
okay.
April 18th through the 25th. And yeah, I'm here on the early side of the week, but not at the end of it, of the week, on that weekend. So,
yeah. And I think you and I talked about this, but just for the record, that Dominican on Thursday, April 2nd, so they're doing something earlier.
Right.
Is the Earth Day 50th anniversary celebration with Bill McKibben via Skype, along with local sustainability experts. And they did mention that River Forest Sustainability Commission would be there.
Exactly. Yeah. So I guess we're doing that.
And that's from 3 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, and I put that on my calendar. I'm just waiting to see if they contact
us. So maybe it's, you know, maybe we make it a month thing, and if we can maybe just highlight some of the things that are going on in the community, including things that are happening like at Dominican and the library, and see if Concordia is doing something and what the schools are doing, and maybe you can kind of pull it together that way.
Okay. Susan, do you want to find out if the library is doing anything? If they have any?
Okay, sure.
You just, and then we can talk and see who else is doing something, or maybe, and I can contact Green for Good, see if they're have any plans. So maybe it's time.
Exactly. So maybe it's just knitting that, you know, finding out what they're doing and knitting it together into something bigger. So it's a focus, to your point, on our community and what our community is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, including if it's for the month, you know, there's the Des Plaines River cleanup, which is a big thing because it's right in our backyard.
Yeah, I like that idea because, again, limited time.
I think the library would be a nice place to host it. I mean, you know, our first year we had that nice event there, and Sue's very supportive, and it's a, you know, community space. It's easy for them to kind of get the word out if something mm-hmm. is happening there, and then we and or others can have presence. It seems like a good organizing focus.
And are there, like, I'm just thinking, like, I'm totally riffing now, but are there again, if you want to, for example, do something at the library, if it's all about, you know, kind of Mother Earth, are there cottage industries or individuals that are like doing good that we might showcase? So people in our community, and you know, see if they will come. I don't know, the thing that comes to mind, and I don't know if this is even like a part of it, but it just sprung into my head because I don't know if Steve Shorney still does his bees and he makes honey.
Yeah, I don't think he has bees right now, but or Little Bits Workshop or
exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm just thinking of people that are
food that's
that's a nice idea.
River Forest chocolates, they compost. Right,
and maybe like mm-hmm. then, you know, again, it can see to your point with the schools, I can see what Trinity's doing in terms of Earth Day.
That'd be great.
You know, and just kind of pull that all together into a celebration of us.
I like it. I knew you guys would come up with something. So, yeah. So schools, Trinity, does anybody have a Grace contact? Could find out if they're doing anything. No?
I can reach out to Grace.
Okay. And then let me know and I will kind of throw everything in the pot and we'll come up with
Well, then the other one is St. Luke's, right?
Yeah. Do you want to contact St. Luke?
Oh, I can
reach out to St.
Okay,
Luke's.
Beth can.
Okay.
I think we said I would be. But what am I reaching out to them to
just
say?
Call
do you want
the school
to do something?
And just say,
well, to see what they're doing. They might be already doing something.
Yeah, just say, does your school have any plans for, you know, Earth Week? It is the 50th anniversary, so, you know, we're trying to gather up information on who's doing what. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I can reach out. That can be my reason to reach out to the new sustainability coordinator at Dominican.
There you go. There
so you I'll go. Talk to Trinity and to Dominican.
Good.
And I can try to reach out to Concordia. I mean,
I do have a contact. So if you talk to me,
and
after
if you hear anything
from
them, it's our future, mm-hmm. like what they're doing. Because I think we'd like to say what the kids are doing, what the students
the youth.
Are doing,
the youth.
I know that.
Yeah.
Not usually Roosevelt.
I know. So I'll contact them and see.
Yeah, maybe businesses. Like, I bet you Good Earth is doing something. Because, you know, it can be, like, all the constituents, right, in our village.
Yeah. Let us know what you're doing. Okay, good. And then we can tie that together. I think that is the way to do it. Well, you know what? That is all I have.
Can I bring up something?
I would
talk
love
about
it if you brought up something.
At the next meeting, and it's more to do. Eric's not here, but I don't know if others have seen this as well. There's been a lot of activity with respect to, I don't know if, what?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to bring up, I don't know if it's what, community solar.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Marketing and all sorts of things going on with active marketing. And I think they're constructing a lot of these, you know, solar farms to be completed by the end of this calendar year. And I don't know if NRAL has, if there's updates on it. I know there was a big meeting that happened late last year.
Right.
And I think for next meeting, mm-hmm. it may be worthwhile to start talking about that and see how we can assist the village and education or just sort of, as people hear about these things, what to stay away from and what it all means and, you know, what it is.
This is, thank you for bringing that up. But yeah, if you look at the energy on the matrix, this is, we've been asking for some time now to have some kind of presence on the website or something written so that we have know what to say. And also with the village can, you know, without informing them where to go. And that's one of the things I'm trying to figure out with the aggregation people I'm talking to on Wednesday, tomorrow. And then where does community solar fit in? Because you're absolutely right that it is not just, you know, aggregation. It's not just community solar, but it's also, it's a whole menu of things that people can be doing. You know, someone might be a really good candidate for solar. And we went to the, you know, trouble for the Soul Smart and we should be telling people that story, or if they want to sign up for energy, or if they want to find out what is community solar. So
it does seem like there's a lot of people that are interested in it and don't really know what to do next,
and
what the next steps would be, or who to reach out to and who to stay away from.
Exactly. And I think that should be a priority for us to do, mm-hmm. and to get that information up on the website. Yeah. I mean, I have ideas on that. I just know that Eric was kind of our liaison, so I definitely am trying to get...
I'm not putting him on the spot. I just know that there's a lot of activity.
No, we can put him on the spot. I'm ready for the information, so yeah. So I know everyone's schedule's busy, so if he needs some help, we'll have to figure out a way to get him some help to write it up. Because, yeah, did you see that Facebook post? Is that there was some, like, community solar?
Yeah, that I saw that. Yeah. Go Green Brookfield, I think, put it out.
Yeah.
But what I found fascinating, you were signing up for 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, 20 years. That's a long time.
Well, and that's the thing with a lot of these programs.
Right. Yeah.
You have
I mean, you're signing a contract. It's a 10 to 15-page contract. There's a lot of, you know, exit clauses available to the consumer, but this is new.
Yeah, it's a considered new purchase, territory. And nobody knows who to turn to for help, yeah.
So, and hopefully the new Energy Jobs Act will help with that, too, is make it clearer for people. Pritzker's supposed to be voting on that in March. There's a lobby day March 4th for it, if anyone likes to do lobby days. So, so energy, I think that should be definitely something that we should look, how that would look like on the website. I don't know how else to get information out there to residents other than just to send them to the website where it's written out. I mean, do you get a lot of calls at the village ever?
About solar.
Or, like someone came to my door? Or?
Well, no, but they typically wouldn't go through me. I mean, I don't know if the building department does. Maybe they do.
Yeah.
Just an FAQ or some sort of something.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
yeah.
I agree. I would say FAQ, like, and then maybe even, if you can, have, like, an information session, you know, here. And just say, if you're interested in learning more, you know, we're not going to have somebody selling you. We're going to have somebody who can explain to you what it is, you know, and what to look out for. And I don't know if such a person exists, but.
Susan, I don't know if they've talked about it at Planet Green, but at one point they had, you know, a new younger person on staff who I thought created sort of like a visual information page about community solar. I mean, really at the highest level, just about how, you know, how it works, not so much as maybe how you individually sign up, but again, it might just be worth, I guess we could send Eric back to see if he can see if they have something, if someone's already created an explanation, you know. Well, I feel like it was something that I saw it when I was going to the Planet Green meetings, that was like a one-page visual thing that was a draft in progress. So it would be a matter of probably asking Planet Green if they finalized that and where it resides.
Maybe I'll look that up and I'll just maybe start drafting something.
Do you know if is community solar the same across the United States? Just because my cousin sells it. Basically as a consultant for a startup in New York State, so I can ask her if it's similar in construct. Because my mother actually is part of the community solar program in her community.
I actually thought that it was because it has the component for underserved areas.
I'll ask my cousin.
Yeah.
I met somebody in Brooklyn who did community solar, and he said they did work in Illinois, so I think it is national.
That's a good question, Lisa. So, maybe I'll just start to draft something and then you guys could look at it at the village and format it or something.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay.
And I can help Eric, and I mean, in terms of, I'm interested in the whole thing, so.
Are you?
You
know, you better be careful what you're
saying. Maybe I'm interested.
Tax season's coming up.
At least doing the research and, you know, yes. Well,
yeah, but you could put it into, yeah. Yeah, I think you need some help, so that might be, we can talk. Okay, is there anything else?
Oh, I just have one last thing. I have a conflict with the next Planet Green meeting, if anybody can attend that. I believe it's next Tuesday.
It's next Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay.
If it's not next Tuesday, then it's not a conflict.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if anyone can go, that'd be great, but it's not the end of the world if we can't.
Okay.
I can't. Yep. Okay. We'll just, you can just follow up with them. Okay.
Great. All right. We're done. Finito. Thank you.
Thank you.